Merry Christmas, everybody. Today is a day of God's salvation. We give praise that our Savior is born. Hallelujah. Our psalm is one that David originally sang as recorded in 1 Chronicles 16, 22 through 33, if you want to read that later or sometime this week for a devotion. When the Ark of the Covenant was brought back to Jerusalem after being taken away by the Philistines. And that's the story, if you remember, as the ark comes in, David's in front, and he's dancing with all of his might before the Lord, dancing around in his underwear. And his wife, Michael, was not too happy about that. She wasn't happy about a lot of things at that point in time. But David doesn't care. He's leading the people in worship. David's parade was a picture as that ark is brought back into Jerusalem, a Messiah coming into the world, that God was with God's people again. And today is our dancing day. Christ has come and Jesus has been born, and we celebrate that Christ has brought salvation. We celebrate that Emmanuel has come, that God is with us. We sing the carols that tell of our salvation through Christ's incarnation. And as saved people, we must worship. We sing to the Lord. God is the object of our praise. We don't sing simply for self-edification, and certainly not for self-edification, but all peoples will worship, and all created things worship the King. We sing for God's glory. Psalm 96 is also quoted in Psalm 29, another passage you may want to read for a devotion this week. But in that psalm, that is addressed to the heavenly beings, to the angels and spiritual beings who are exhorted to ascribe praise to God. The angels, we heard last night, certainly did give praise to God when Jesus was born. Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth. And we saw what it might have been like for those heavenly beings back when we had our joy gift play. What it might have been like for them as they watched. We know that a multitude of the heavenly host praise God, saying, glory to God, peace on earth. But this time, the psalm is addressed to people, and it's our turn to praise the Lord. Like Danny's character ended that joy gift program, his last line was, now we will have to listen while they sing. They had just finished singing and they said, now it's our turn. One of these days, those people are going to get it and we're going to have to listen while they sing. And that day has come. So the psalm invites all the families of all the people groups to praise God, because Jesus' birth was for every family, not just those living in Judea. We are promised that Jesus is going to touch every family on this planet in some way. We don't know how that's going to happen, how he's going to do it, but it's promised. We see it in Revelation that every people group, every family group, every ethnicity, there's going to be somebody that loves Jesus. And that is something to praise God about. Hallelujah. Christ's birth has affected heaven and earth. It affected the spiritual beings and it affects us earthly beings. Jesus reigns over all of creation and he will bring justice for all. And so we are to tell the glad tidings of the good news of the gospel for others. We're told that we are blessed when we share the gospel of peace. So what are the glad tidings that we ought to tell? We proclaim Jesus as Lord. We share that his reign is one of peace and justice and joy and righteousness. Shortly, we're going to sing the hymn, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. That hymn is about the justice and the peace that is promised by God. Longfellow wrote that hymn not too long after his wife died in a tragic accident when her clothes caught on fire. And Longfellow tried to go in and save her, and he himself was burned seriously injured trying to save his wife, but she did not survive. In addition to that, his oldest son had joined the Union Army against his wishes, and he had been injured in the Civil War, so he was recovering. Longfellow wasn't having a very Merry Christmas, but he knew that that was not the end of the story. God is good. Tragedy doesn't win, but God wins every time, and the proof is in Jesus. Some of you may not have had a very Merry Christmas, but that's not it. God wins every time. Jesus came that there might be peace on earth. His earthly life was not easy either. It was full of grief and sorrow. But he arose as victor from the grave and made it possible for us to have peace with God and with one another. And one day, all will be well. All will be well. So, Christmas isn't joyful for many people, but we praise God anyway. And we can encourage others by pointing them to Jesus and reminding them what Christmas really is about. And that's what Longfellow does in his song as we hear that last verse and hear what that last verse tells us. And so we tell what the Lord has done. We tell that God made the world. Jesus gives salvation. Jesus gives eternal life. We tell that Christ is returning. We are honest that other gods are idols. They are nothings. And we can respectfully and truthfully share the uniqueness of Jesus Christ while valuing the dignity of a person who believes differently than we do. God has entrusted us with sharing the gospel to those who have never heard. Despite how much people think they know about Jesus, there are many who really don't understand the gospel. And there are still unreached people groups all over the world who do not have scripture in their own language. We ought to be partnering with missionaries and mission organizations that are taking the gospel to the least reached. While we ourselves may not be able to go, we can support those who can or who are already there through our prayers, our correspondence, our financial gifts, and other support. One church in Kirkuk, Iraq, is reaching out right now to thousands and thousands of displaced people from the actions in Mosul. Most are Muslims who have misconceptions of who Jesus is. They know Isa from what the Quran says, but it's not quite an accurate picture. But now they are getting exposure to the gospel for the first time. Japan is a nation of less than 2% Christians. Most Japanese have never heard the gospel. There's much work to be done until the promise is fulfilled, that promise that we have that people from every nation, every family group, every language group, every ethnic group will stand before the throne of God singing, "Salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb who sits on the throne. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." In Psalm 96, we see creation's praise getting more intense in the last few verses. The heavens rejoice, the earth is glad, the sea will roar, the field will exult, the trees and the woods will give a ringing, joyful sound. Indeed, joy to the world, the Lord has come, let earth receive her king. We also have repeated verbs which increase in strength as they are repeated. We are to sing a new song, then all the earth is commanded to sing. And then we are not only called to sing, but to bless Yahweh's name, daily proclaiming the good news of his salvation, and then to declare his glory and wonders among the various ethnic groups and nationalities. The second thrice repeated verb is ascribe. We give to the Lord. That's what ascribe means. Then we are told what to give. We are to give glory and strength. That's our glory and strength we give over to God, so it magnifies his. Then we are told to give an offering worthy of the Lord and to join together in corporate worship. To give an offering worthy of a king is to give our best worship, our best service, the right to our very lives, acknowledging Jesus' lordship. We give with humility and we give with extravagance. What kinds of offerings do you give to your king? And how many of them are worthy of his glory? As things get back to normal over the next couple of weeks, may we still be a people who sing to the Lord, who give him glory and praise even in those times when he seems less visible and his coming seems far off and his justice is yet to be seen. All will be well, just as we're about to sing in I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. May we be people who ascribe and sing to the Lord. Let us pray. Jesus, we thank you for your birth. We thank you that you came to experience our human condition, that you know what grief and sorrow are like. But you came to experience so we could experience your condition, so we could enter into the divine, to have eternal life and to live with you forever and ever. We thank you that all will be well, no matter what comes our way. And we thank you that you have called us to share the good news with others. We thank you for the promise that every family on this earth is going to be touched by Jesus in some way. May we be part of that by sharing the good news with others and partnering with those who share the good news. We ask this in your name. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith using the Apostles' Creed, as found on the back of the bulletin.